The share should be l'schus yedidenu Aaron Netanyahu ben Ita Hinde. He should have a Yeshua gedolo me'afelel or gadol Yeshua Hashem keherfayin. Emor lakoyanim b'nei Aaron ve'amarta aleihem, a double lashon. Emor ve'amarta. So Chazal say lahazir gedolim al haktanim. Rashi brings. The Chasam Sofer says a different shot. What's the double lashon? Emor ve'amarta. Emor, we're now going to be telling the Kehanim various halachas, miyuchad dafka for Kehanim, things you're not allowed to do, things they have to do, special dinim, hanhogas of a Kohen. Oh, but the truth is, before you tell a Kohen all the different details of what he has to not and yet do, maybe first tell him, you are a Kohen. Emor, tell him who you are. Know your maila, know what your darga is. That's the Chasam Sofer says. Emor, first tell him, at a Kohen. And then, v'omar tell him, then you can already give him the details. Aznish meretze devant. You have to first tell him you're a kohen. But Rashi says this other pshat lahazir gedolim al haketanim. It's a little modern. It doesn't say anywhere that there are gedolim and that there are ketanim. There's a vort from the Dubna Magid. He says the emes is how is a gadol mashpia on a katan, and how does a person bechalal decide that he wants to take the koiches and tunas and yedias that he have and mashpia on others? So he gives a famous mashal that you fill up a kais. When it finally gets filled over, it spills over. He says, that's the ikr way. Lahazir gedolim al haketanim. The ikr way to be mashpia on someone is fakert, to work on yourself. And when you work on yourself to such an extent that you memale yourself with such a shleimus, the memale, it spills over also on others. That's lahazir gedolim al haketanim. Now, especially when you talk about a za'inyin, a kehanim, and a gadol that wants to be mashpia on a katan, the Chasam Sofer says, there's a Meir of the Gevart. The first thing it tells the Kohen is, L'nefesh lo yitamo ba'amov. Because sometimes, especially an Aaron, who's a Raidef, stuck of a Chesed, and wants to be Isaac and being Makariv, you could sometimes be not realize and be Mushpa, instead of being Mashpia on the Rochot, that you're trying to be Makariv, he's going to be Merachik you. So you have to know, L'nefesh lo yitamo ba'amov. I once heard, you have to know, Kiyim l'sheirei hakarav ilov. If it's mamash hakarav, then you have to even take that risk sometimes. But this idea, though, not to be mushpa l'ra, you see a similar idea at the end of the parsha. There's a word from the Chofetz Chaim at the end of the parsha. It's a packed parsha, a lot of different things. But there's the Dalad Minim. The Chofetz Chaim says, Chazal say that each one of the Dalad Minim represent a different kind of a person, a different yid. The Esrog has reyach and tam. Hadas only reyach. The lulav tamorim is only tam. The arava neither. The other three, the Hadas, Lulav, and Arava, come together, but the Esrig only comes together in B'Shas the Mitzvah, then he separates. Meaning he comes, he's Mistarif to them, he attaches to them, he's Ma'agid with them, but that's it, Rak L'Shaita, and then the Esrig stands alone. It's interesting, Bechlal, Be'ofen Hekif on the Parsha, we know this Kedusha of Mokoyim, Oilom, of Zman, and of a person. And in Parshas Emor, we have the Kedusha of Nefesh of a person, Koyen, Koyen Gadol. We have the Kedusha of Mokoyim, El HaMikdash LaYetze. And then we have the Iker, the Arichas of the Moyadim, is the Kedusha of Zman. So you have all the different parts of Kedusha and Milas in the Parsha. And it's interesting, the Parsha also starts, the Parsha is always not, it's Tchila B'Saifa and Saifa B'Tchilasa. The Parsha starts with Emor, Koyech HaDibor, Emor, it says it three times, Vayoyimar Hashem al Moshe, Emor, Ve'omart Aleim. The end of the parasha is Shloimis Bas Divri. Chazal say the problem was, you have the story of the Makalel who uses his Koyech HaDibur L'ra and comes from Shloimis Bas Divri, who she was a Dabronis, she was Mepatpet, she was talking. It's brought down in this forum from the Rizal and others that the Makalel, it says over there in the Pasuk, V'noikiv Shem Hashem is Rosh HaTevis Yeshu. And Ki'ilu, the Shoyrish of his Neshama has to do with Yemach Shmoy V'Zirchoy, also the same Rosh HaTevis. So it's a remez that it has to do something with him. The first sugya over here is the inyanim of kehanim, of being metama. A kohen is not allowed to be metama only to shiva kroivim. There's an interesting shaila in the achroinim. I saw in the Har Tzvi, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank declares, if a kohen is anyways being metama to shiva kroivim, and for that he does have a heter, but then there's another tuma also. Is it a problem if there's a tuma noisefes besides, if he's anyways being metama for the shiva kroivim, is there a problem that there's more tuma there? So he wanted to bring a raya from the slichas that we say on Yom Kippur by Eila Esker when it talks about the asara ruge malchais, It says over there that one of them was Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol, and it says Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol took the head of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel and started screaming, "Ei loshen memaheres lahayres imrei shefer ve'eich ata lecheches es ofer." Frechter of Tzipesach, he said, how did Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol touch the head of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel? So he says he was anyways there in the room, and he was an oinus. The Romans had him there in the room, so he was anyways being tamei al oyel. Touching it, if you're anyways tamei al oyel, vaisois is not a problem. That was his chiddush, and he wanted to make it sushtel. So kemoiken, if you're being matam at the shiva kroivim, it's not a problem if there's another tuma as well, which is a big chiddush. Yesh lechalek. First of all, over there, the original reason why you're able to be tamei is because of oinus, not because of shiva kroivim, and also it's the same source of tuma. He's being tummy oil from the Rosh of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and then also touching it. But it's the same source of tumma. As opposed to the Shalom Tzvi Pesach is when there's a different source of tumma. We know Tosis brings in Baba Metzia, Daf Kuf Yudalit. We know there's the story where Eliyahu was Mechaya Mesim, the Ben of the Tzarfis. And it says, Vayismoideid al Hayeled, and Eliyahu Anovi, Eliyahu was Mechaya Mesim. Now, Tosfos over there brings about Metzidah Kuf Yudalit that we know Eliyahu is Pinchas, and Pinchas is a Kohen. So he asks, Teimalari, Tosfos about Metzidah, Hey Chechia Benoshel Almona, Kivan Shekoyen Hoya. And it says, Vayismoided al Ayeled, Zob Tosfos, and about Metzidah Vayishloimar, Shehoya Borer Loi Sheyechayeyu Lekacha Yamutu Mishapikuach Nefesh. Since it was borrowed him that he was going to be Machayim, it's Pikuach Nefesh, it's a Chiddush that it's Pikuach Nefesh, the kid's already dead. I saw a Chiddush of Moshe in Shuva, in Igris Moshe rather, but in Shuva he writes, it was pikuach nefesh for the mother. She was so distraught. Eliyahu Hanavi had a right to try to be mechayim mason bar lo sheyachayehu for the pikuach nefesh of the mother. But that's about not pashup shad on the toisis. Pashup shad was tchias hamesim on the child. It's brought down in the Tshuvas Radvaz. He brings from Rabbeinu Bechaya. Rabbeinu Bechaya says that it says vayismoided al hayeled. Eliyahu didn't touch the child. He was only hovering above him. I tumas oihel. He says it wasn't a Yid, it was a Goy. This Isha HaTzarfis wasn't Jewish. The child wasn't Jewish. There's Tumas Maga, but Eliyahu didn't touch him, and it was only hovering over him. Not to be confused with Elisha, who in a different story, with the Ben Hashunamis, it says Mefurish, Piv El Piv. Yeah, there he touched him, yeah, but Elisha's not a Kohen. So that's Bechlal, not the Sugya. Our Sugya is Eliyahu being Mechayim Mesim, Eliyahu in Melochim Aleph, Perak Yud Zayin, being Mechayim Mesim, the Ben of the Isha HaTzarfis. Not to be confused with Elisha being Mechayim Mesim, the Ben Hashunamis. The Radvaz, though, in Tshuva brings a Chiddush. He says that the Ben HaTzarfis wasn't dead. He was very close to dying. He was very, very sick. But he wasn't dead. He says, by the Ben Hashunamis, by Elisha, he was dead. But, and he's not a Kohen, he's not a problem. But by Eliyahu, he wasn't dead yet. And he wants to bring a Raya because the Gemara in Ni declares Ben Hashunamis, after the Tchias HaMesim, is in the Tameh. Because it was Tameh, it was Mes, and then it was Mechayim. Is it Tommy? Why does the Gemara need to only clear about Ben Ashunamis? Why doesn't it clear already about the Ben HaTzarfis? Says the Radvaz, because he wasn't dead. And it was Pekuach Nefesh. It was a different story. So it's two different two different sugis. Interesting letter between the Aderis. This is in the Sefer Zikaron of the Pachad Yitzchak. There's an interesting letter from the Aderis to Rav Chaim Berlin. The story goes like this. The Gemara in Brachas is before that Rav Zera, in Brachas Dafim Zayin, there was a whole shaila who should bench, and it said Rav Zera was the one that did the zimun of Birchas Hamazoi, because the Balabais should be Mavarech. And the kasha is, Rav Zera is a Kohen. Why didn't it say that Rav Zera was Mavarech? They would mechabit him to be Mezameh Midin Kohen. So the Aderis writes a letter to Rav Chaim Berlin. He wanted to say, V'chidish Kedalahalon. The Gemara says in the Gila, Kom Rabba V'shochat L'Rav Zera. And he killed him. And then there was Tchias HaMeisim. So he says, Ois Koyin. Ois Koyin. It doesn't have a Din Koyin. And then there's a whole pulmus of a letter there, a big anidin. Is there a Din Vikidashta? Is there a Din Kahuna if it was Tchias HaMesim? So he writes back, he says, Avada there is. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadik, in the beginning of Perek Chelek, when it's discussing Mekoyros to the concept of Tchias HaMesim and Atayra Minayin, one of the Rayas is, it says, Unisata Mimenu Truma La'aron HaKoyin. How are you giving truma to Aaron HaKoyin? Aaron HaKoyin is Lo'ilam Kayin? Elamai, it's going to be that after Tchias HaMesim, then we're going to give the truma to Aaron. So you see that even after Tchias HaMesim, it's going to come back, the din, kahuna. So there's a whole arichas back and forth about the Gedorim thereof. Now, one of the dinim of the Kohen, it says, Ve'isha grusha me'isha lo yikachu. A Kohen is not allowed to marry a grusha. There's a famous kasha, the Yerushalmi talks about it, the Achronim handle this issue. It's a machloikis tanoim, the last Mishnah in Gittin, daf tzadi, it says, Ve'shamai says, Ein odo megarish ishtoi, el im kein motza ba'er v'sdover. Beis Hillel argues and says, no, afilu hikdicha tavshiloi, even if she burnt his food, right? Half the food was burnt, she gave him the burnt pot and said, here, your pot is burnt. And Rabbi Kiva says, no, afilu motza acheres no haimenu. Loi motza chein be'enu. But according to Beis Shammai, the only warrant for divorce is it was motza ba'er v'sdover. So if the only warrant for divorce is matzah be'er v'sdover, so she's already a zayna anyway, so a kohen is usher in a zayna. Why do we need a special din that a kohen is usher in a grusha? According to the Beis Shammai, the only oifen of gerushin is when it was matzah be'er v'sdover. She's usher to a kohen anyways. Otu, it's only lav or olav b'shnei lavin. That was the purpose, just to be mechadish a second lav. So l'maisa, there are terutzim. The chaylois based David, when they went to the army, would give a get, and just in case if they would get lost in battle, so that could be gerushin that wasn't erev hasdavar, or if it was other sibas of oinus of chayli, or other sibas that sometimes a person divorces his wife. Also, bepashtus, if you do gerushin min ha'erusin, not min anasuin, that could be even if it was loy motz of erev hasdavar. Another interesting pshat, there's a chasam soifer, he says, mesech the gittin starts, the oilam is up today already, no, ha'mevi, he says, Hamevi is gematria chayn. He says, why? He says, the Rishonim asks, why does Masechta Gittin start with this obscure case about saying b'fanei nechta? Why doesn't it start with the basics of a get, the din of Lishma, the third parak, the eighth parak, Hazoirik, the Maisin, the scene of the Gerushin, the basic din of the Rishonim? So the Rishonim say, I did the takanta chavivale. Chasam Sofer says a different shot. He says, b'derech klal, Gerushin is not a good thing. It's because loy matzachayn be'enov. It's because of matzav erbiz dover, loy matzachayn. He says, sometimes a person is going on a long trip, he's going to Medina Sayyam. And he's going far away, and he doesn't know if he's going to come back. And his wife is motzachein be'enov, but he's worried that she might be an aguna. So he's after giving her a get, because he does have chein. Hamevi, gematria chein. That's what the Masechta starts with. The Masechta starts with dafka, an oifen of gerushin. That's not because of loy motzachein be'enov. It's dafka case. It was motzachein, but there was an issue that he has to go. So hamevi, he's giving her the get. Al ki motzachein. You have the hemshich in the parsha about the parsha of Mumim, Sai Mumim in a Koyin, and all the details about it. There's an interesting pasuk, and it looks like a little bit of a double lashon. Listen to the lashon of the pasuk. Dabar al Aaron Lamar, Ish mizarach al doyroisam asher yeh by Mum, lo yikrav lahakrav lechem alikov. Why? Ki kol ish asher by Mum, lo yikrav. It's mamish repetitive. Why? It sounds like it. Lama kacha. Yeah, it's a idea. There's a Gemara in Shabbos Daf Chof Aleph that's complex shiloh about hadlokas neiris, which shmonim to use. And there's a different girsis, but the girsis in front of us is, it says, Omar Leh, there's a machlokas about a certain case if you mixed it with a different kind of an oil. And it says, Omar Leh, ein madlikin, my taima lefisha ein madlikin. There's a different girsis, lefisha ein nidlokin. But the girsis lefinenu is, my taima ein madlikin, lefisha ein madlikin. Gemara, Shabbos Chof Aleph. Gilyan Ashas, Rabbi Kiva Eger, Afan Art, Shabbos Chof Aleph, writes, Ke'enze, the Erev and Lamed Vav, Moikad Chavav, Gittin Samach, he brings a few other places where there are various such quotes. Ain't toilin, my time, Olafisha, ain't toilin. Ain't koisvin, my time, Olafisha, ain't koisvin. Various Gemaras. And then Rabbi Kivega says, V'chein beloshen ha'posuk. Kol ish asher yeh baimom la yikrav. Ki kol ish asher yeh baimom la yikrav. Rabbi Kivega quotes this posuk as another yisoid. And it's a yisoid. Sometimes the instructions is, Lama, I don't translate it. Lama kacha. That's why. The Ebershter said, no, we'll move on. Weiter, you have the inyan that a kohen is not allowed to eat. Kochim bituma. A very interesting story, which would be Sachadoid Mibels. Very interesting maisa. The maisa was like this. A person, Rachman Lutzlan, ate chomitz on Pesach. B'shoigig. Well, maybe it wasn't b'shoigig, I don't know. But he wanted to get a kapara for eating chomitz. And he went to the Belzer Rebbe, the Sachadoid, and he told him, since it says, there's a pasuk, ki kol oichel chametz, it says, v'nichrasa, the time of the krah, the trup, is a gershayim. V'nichrasa, it's a gershayim. So he says, gershayim is a lashon of gershin, golos. The kapara for the fact that you ate chametz on Pesach, since it says v'nichrasa, to be mechaper on this chorus, it's gershayim, you should go to golos. That's what Rabbi Sachadev told this person. And this kid went to Golis, and he trefts sich with the Shoyal Umeshiv, one of the G'dayli Apayskim of his time, the Baal Tshuva's Shoyal Umeshiv. And he told him that the Belzer Rebbe told him to go to Golis because he ate chametz. And the Shoyal Umeshiv said he mamash didn't understand. It was Parshas Emor. It was right after Pesach. And in Parshas Emor, if it says, if you eat kachim betumo, v'nichrasa, it says also with a gershaim. There also, there's a din he's supposed to go to Golis. He said, what? Stam. So he went back to the Belzer Rebbe. He says, the Shoyal Umeshiv said, what's that? He says, no, he didn't look at Rashi. You look at Rashi over here by Venichrus in our parsha. Rashi says, "Yocho mitzad zeh litzad zeh yikaris mim koymei v'yisyashiv b'mokim acher." Tamid Leimer, no, ani Hashem b'chol mokim ani. Over here by Venichrus, Rashi b'avorns, no, I'm not going to Golis. Oh, but in Parshas Boys, nishtazoy. In Parshas Boys, like the Bel's Rebbe over there, taka Venichrus, the remez is he's supposed to go to Golis. Now it says, when the koyin is tummy, he's not allowed to eat truma. And then we know, even after the koyin is toivel, you're not allowed to eat truma until Harev Shemesh. Ubo Hashemesh v'toher v'acher yoichum an akotchem kilachma yu. And that's the first Mishnah in Brachas, not Beis. Me'emesai, koyer neshema, mishosh ha'koyhanin, nechnosin lecho v'trumoson. There's a word from the Iglei Tal. He says, there's a taich over here. What's the connection? Kriya Shema. Ol malcha shemayim, that when makabal ol malcha shemayim, when it comes nighttime, a person has to realize as time progresses, every day and every night, you reach a new level. It's a new opportunity. It's a new shlav. It's a new rung in your avodas Hashem. Because you could ask, the Kohen was tamei, but he was already toivel in the mikvah. The mei hamikvah was already matayr at 3 in the afternoon. Still can't eat truma. 4 o'clock. He still can't eat truma. 5 o'clock. And depends on the time shkia this and whenever it is. When it comes this month, oh, now what happened? It became seis hakeichavim. What dramatic happened? He was already matayr a few hours ago. Elamai, the transition that it became Tzeis HaKichavim, is a new level. You say Kriya Shema also. That's the connection of the Mishnah and Brachas, the understanding why you makabel omal chashamayim when it becomes Tzeis HaKichavim. It's a man, it's a remes for this man that when the Kohen would eat, but there's a taich over here. Because someone wanted to tell me, punk fakar, vibal, you say Kriya Shema, you makabel omal chashamayim, you went to a different level. Oh, but the Kohen says, no, he says, Tzeis HaKichavim, the etzem transition of time is another level. That's why you say Kriyashma. That's why now you, until now you couldn't eat Truma. Now you, Nochamadrega, you were ready to tire of Ada, but now Herav Shemesh, now you're allowed to eat. Behemshech, you have the parish of the Moyadim. There's all different Moyadim I mentioned. First of all, it's mentioned Shabbos. And Behemesh, it's a Modnazach. Why is Shabbos mentioned? All the other Moyadim are taka, like we say in the davening, the Kaddish Yisrael Bahazman, and the Klal Yisrael is Kaveya, the Rashi Chodesh, and the Kaveya the Zmanim. But Shabbos is Kaveya the Kaimi. Why is Shabbos given a Hakdoma to Eilu Moyad Hashem? So one shot I heard is, the Goyin says, Sheshes Yomim Teosam Alocho V'yoyim Hashvi. It doesn't just mean the 6 days of the week. Sheshes Yomim, there are 6 days of Yom Tif that you could do Malacha, because you're allowed to do Malacha Soichal Nefesh on Rosh Hashanah, Sukkis, Shmini Atzeres, Pesach, Uvayoyim Hashvi'i, but on Yom Kippur, the 7th, that day is not a heter of Issa Malacha. Oibazoy, the Sheshes Yomim and the Sheva is, yeah, referring also to the Moyadim. An alternative shot I saw in some Sfarim, they want to say it's referring to Yom Tif. Yom Tif, Pesach, Lamashal, is 7 days. Yeah, there are 6 days, though, you're allowed to do Malacha on Yom Tif of Pesach. Yom Tif, Oichel Nefesh, Cholomoyim, for sure. But not Shabbos. Shabbos, Cholomoyim. And it's a whole story by itself. But Shabbos Cholamoid is a bear. It's not Grad Shabbos. It's a bear. It's Shabbos Cholamoid. That's what the Pasuk is referring to. Vayom HaShvi Shabbos is referring to Shabbos Cholamoid. But it's interesting. According to this Gra, I want to say an interesting Chiddush. According to this Gra, this Pesukim of Sheshes Yomim Te'asa Malach is not referring to Shabbos. It's referring to Yom Kippur. Kapimad Varam Amurim. There's a Gemara in Shabbos Taf Mem Tes that says, why are the Lamed Tes Malachis? Lamed Tes Malachis because it says in the Torah the word malacha or meleches or malachtoi 39 times. And it's connected to 39 malachas. And the Gemara says, it says it 40 times. So the Gemara says there's a machlokes. One of them that you have to take out. Either by hamalacha hoysadayim by the nidvas hamishkan. That one doesn't count. Or by Yosef Atzadik, it says, vayove habayis alasois malachtoi. And there's a question if the word malachtoi over there means malacha. You take that one out. But you see, the Gemara's mamish meduktik is 39 or 40 times it says malachtoi. Fregen the Achroinim, the Toysis Yontif in Mesech the Shabbos in the 7th parak, the Pnei Yeshua over there, many Gedolei Achroinim. If you go through the Torah, it says Meleches Malachte about 65 times. It's way off. It's not off by one. It's like totally way off. The Rabbis Duber in the Achroinim, where do you make the Cheshbon? I saw once a fascinating Chiddush. that when we count the words malacha, malachta, and malaches, we refer only when it's not referring to Shabbos. When it says malaches in reference to Yom Tif or Slamazay, Vayavi Lassis, malachta, all kinds of various ones, but not when it's specifically in reference to Shabbos. The problem is, even if you work that out and delete all those, you're still up to 41. The Torah says, yeah, this one doesn't count. According to the Goyin, Sheishas Yomim, Kasim Malacha, Vayayim HaShvi, is not referring to regular Shabbos. It's referring to Yom Tov and Yom Kippur. So it's not in the Cheshbon. No, if I care, when it's only Shabbos or random, not Yom Tov. When it's Yom Tov, it doesn't count.
Feel Shabbos called.
They have to go to the other side. Yeah. We know the Ben Yayoda writes, Lagabi the Mayadim, it's the Ben Yayod in the end of Masechta Megillah, he says, Cheta Egel, the kapara for Cheta Egel is the Mayadim. And he explains like this. He says, Cheta Egel was for 6 hours. He makes the cheshbon, it was Boy Shei Shlavoi. The pool of the Chet, the matzav of the Cheta Egel was for 6 hours. To be Mechapra on Cheta Egel, you want to be Mavatlet B'shishim. When you want to be Mavatl B'shishim, that means 6 hours, you want to be Mavatl into 360 hours. He says, there are 7 days of Sukkot, 7 days of Pesach, and 1 day of Shavuos. Shmini Atzeres is not mentioned in Mitzad Etzem Shalosh Regolim. 7 days of Pesach, 7 days of Sukkot, 1 day of Shavuos is 15 days, it's 360 hours, and it's Batal B'Shishim. And then he says, either as a man, the Omri, you're supposed to do Batal B'Meya. Batal B'Meya, you can add 8 days of Chanukah, 1 day of Purim, 1 day of Shmini Atzeres. But I had a shaila. There's a man the Omar that you need batal b'shishim ve'echad. If you know the sugya in Chulin, the batal b'shishim, it's besides the davar aneser. You need an extra one. You need 61. So where's those last 6 hours? So I was thinking erev Pesach, because erev Pesach from Chatzos. There's a lot of rise to this. Erev Pesach from Chatzos is a moyed. It already has a din moyed. The dinim of moyed already start. It's a malacha, and be'etzem, well, we don't eat matzah yet because we're waiting, but it's already usher to eat chametz. It's not chorus, but it's already usher to eat chametz. If you're sitting shiva, you get up already at chatzois. It's already a bear of a yom tif. Erev Pesach is a moyed, so that's another 6 hours. There was a famous story when Rav Vosner was nifter, so he was nifter right early on erev yom tif. The levai wasn't till moitzi yom tif Pesach, after the it was one of the yontif, might say yontif. One of his sons was living in England, and he found out about the patira, and it was still about 11 o'clock in the afternoon. So he sat shiva for 1 hour till chatzos. It happened already, he was after chatzos in the afternoon here. So it didn't count. But that one son who was in England sat shiva for 1 hour from 10 a.m. in England time till chatzos. And Erev Pesach, that's the kiveya. Now, a raya that Erev Pesach is taka ber, there's a remez the Torah brings, there's an atbash. There's a yidua the gazach that every single day of Pesach is a remez for a different yomtif. Aleph, the first day of Pesach, whatever day of the week it comes out, it's always going to be also Tisha B'Av. Aleph Tov. Tisha B'Av also that year is going to... What was the first day of Pesach?
Friday night.
It was Shabbos. So Tisha B'Av this year is Shabbos. You'll check it out. It's going to work, yeah? Out. Beis, the second day of Pesach, is Shin, is the same as Shavuos. Gimel, the third day of Pesach, the same day of the week is Rosh Hashanah. Dalet is Kuf, is Kriyas HaTorah, Simchas Torah. Hey is Tzadi, is Tzoyim Kippur. Vav is Purim, but Purim has to be the prior Purim, not the next Purim, because Kislev and Tevis is could be randomly both Mali, both Chasar, or one and one. It won't. You can't set that as a rule. And then, of course, Zion, the seventh day of Pesach, is the same as Ayin, as Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach is always Chal. The same day. For B'nai Chutz Laretz, Ches is also, Ches is Samach, is Leil HaSeder. The eighth day of Pesach is the same as Leil HaSeder. But that's a remez for the Erev Pesach. As it goes through the different Mayadim, when you get to Sukkot, first it talks about the Dalad Minim, and then it talks about Basukas Teshu Shiva Siyamim. So in the Chumash, it first mentions Dalad Minim and then Sukkah. But in the Masechta Sukkah, and the name of the Masechta also, the first few Parakim are about Sukkah, and then it switches to Dalad Minim. There's a lot of different Shatim in the Mefarshim. What would be the reason for that? I mean, there's a double question. Why not consistent? Why in Torah Shebiksav is it Dalad Mina first, and the Torah Shabbat, it's the Sukkah first. But that's as a double question. But even focusing on each one by itself, what could be the reason? L'mashal mitzad the Masechta, they say that Sukkah starts before. First of all, Sukkah is already at night. Dalad Mina is not until the next morning. Oh, so Sukkah, there's a lot of rias that making the Sukkah is actually a mitzvah, not just Echshar mitzvah. There's an Echshar Sukkah Tasa. There's a mitzvah asiyah by the sukkah, as opposed to dalad minim. The egged is just a hefetimsa to do the mitzvah. But again, you would have to know why in the Torah Shabbat it's different. There's a lot of arichas on that inyan. The Rekeach writes that we have all the mayadim over here. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Pesach, and then the emes. There's a remes for the ramoyedim and the rabbonim. Right after the parsha of the moyedim. Is Tzavis B'nei Yisrael V'yikhoi Lech Hashem and Zayizdoch. That's a remez for Chanukah. And then V'lokach the Soiles Shtemes Rechalois is the Lechem Aponim, he wants to say is going on Purim. And after that there's no Mamiyad. And then comes already the Yisraeli and the Makalo. That's the end of the Moedin. Although I saw someone to say that there's a remez for Lag Ba'omer. There's a few different Ramazim later on for Lag Ba'omer that they try to put into the parsha over here. It's interesting. You have here the story, Taka, of Vayetze ben Isha Yisraelis, Vahu ben Isha Mitzri, B'toich b'nei Yisrael, Vayinotzu b'machane, Ben ha-Yisraelis v'Isha Yisraeli. So there's a big arichas in the Ramban over here, who this person was. His father was a Mitzri. We had this recently, those that are learning the Sugis in Yevamos. His father was a Mitzri. His mother was Shleimus Bas Divri, but his father was a Mitzri. This is the Mitzri that Moshe Rabbeinu killed. And it says it was B'soich B'nei Yisrael, Chazal bring the Lamed Shen as Gayer. And the Ramban asks, why did he have to be Megayer? We know it's a Machlokes in the Sugi Nivomis, but we pass in the Maskana that Eved Va'akum Abol Bas Yisrael doesn't need Geirus. There's a Machlokes if it's a Mamzer or a Kosher, or if it's a Goy, if it's a Yid, we pass in that it's a Yid. Why would he have needed Geirus? The Ramban Taka says he doesn't need Geirus, he was Megayer like the rest of Klal Yisrael was Megayer. But he brings from the Tzarfatim, the Bali HaToisvis, the Ramban brings from the Tzarfatim, that Dibalt, it was before Matan Torah. He says, before Matan Torah, you go Basar the father. And the Mishpat, Koide Matan Torah, was Leilach Achar HaZachar, brings based on a Gemara in Yevamis, which is Avada true, Legabe Yegoi, if both parents are a Goy, and you want to know which Uma you are, an Amoyni with a Mitzri or various different Umois. In Umois, you go Basar the father. Who would in Feyichos? Koyan Levi Yisrael, you go with the father. But the Sarfatim that the Ramban brings over here, the Machlekes, Ramban and Toysvis, they want to say that Vibalta was Koy the Matan Torah, you went with the father, that's why he needed Geirus. And the Ramban is Shtar Koylik. He says, Ve'ein Daitikach. Ki may ace, according to the Ramban, may ace Shebo Avram, Bebris Hoyu Yisraelim, Uvagoyim Loyis Chashov, Ukamoy Shekosov, and Esav Yisrael Mummer Shiny. And the Rama makes the whole trust that Avada they already had a din of a yid. Now it's not in the scope now of the topic, but to know awareness at least. The Parashas Derochim is the Mara the Shmaitza of clearing the Shaila whether the Avos and the Shvatim and Klal Yisrael, I'll call them, until Matan Torah, it's Mavur in so many Gemaras that they kept mitzvahs and did mitzvahs. Avram Avinu Kaim Kol HaTorah Kula V'Chein Hala. But was it in a gedder of Bnei Yisrael that they have a din of a yid or a din of a goy? Can you do what the Parashas Derochim makes it into a big machlokes achroinim and then develops it, his thesis there that it's a machlokes rishonim and then that it's really a machlokes tanoim and then he makes it a machlokes Yosef and the brothers. That's gufo, was the vikuach between Yosef and the Shvatim, what status they have, Lagabi eating Avram and Achai and the various other hanhogas of the Shvatim. So it's part of a large scope. But one of the main maramakoimis that the Parashas Derochim brings is this machlokes Ramban and Tosfos that's going on over here. What was the Geirus that was going on? That the Tzarfatim is saying, oh, it's before Matan Torah. So we need Geirus, we go with the father. And the Ramban is insisting, no. Yisraelim hayu uvagoyim lo yischashav. The Ramban is quoting and insisting that they're already a Yid. Now, even Bizman Hazeh, in the topic of an Akum, Haba Abbas Yisrael, there are Mekairus that it needs Geirus. And it's a very complex Shiloh to understand why. I want to just say one title. Maftali goes like that. Other Achrayim, it's interesting, their hair. What would it mean that you need Geirus? They say you need Geirus for Kedushas Yisrael. I want to explain it. This, if a mother is Jewish, so the child is Jewish. We decided, and it doesn't make a difference if the father is a goy. The mother is kaveya that the child is Jewish. Yes, he's Jewish. But now, let me tell you something. If your father is a kohen, then you're a kohen. If your father is a Levi, then you're a Levi. If your father is a Yisrael, then you're a Yisrael. If your father is from Shevet Naphtali, you're a Naphtali. If your father is from Yisachar, you're a Yisachar. Now, what if your father is a goy? Then you're a goy. Can you become a kohen? No. But you can become a Yisrael. Do Geirus. That's what the Geirus is. This Geirus, the Kedushas Yisrael. Jewish you already are because of the mother. But Yichus of Kohen Levi Yisrael, and who are they by Umois? Amoy Mitzri Yabadoimi. Yichus is the father. There's the Musig of Eviv Akam Abamas Yisrael. The Geirus that we're discussing here is the Geirus of Kedushas Yisrael. But again, the Ramban is making a trask that specifically over here, the Gabi Koydim and Torah. Now, that was the Gabi who this person was. But, and we mentioned in the beginning of the share that his Shairish Neshama has to do with Yeshua Ayin Sham, those that were here, we mentioned that idea. But upon him, Rashi brings over here, it says, Vayetzei ben Isha HaYisraelis. Meheichan Yotza. Vayetzei. Where did he go out from? Rav Levi Oimri Me'ayloma Yotza. Rav Brachi Oimri Miparsha Shalamala Yotza. He was Mezal from the previous Parsha. The previous Parsha was Lechem upon him. Ligleg. Someone wanted to tie this into Lag Ba'Oimri. Ligleg, Rashi says. Ligleg Va'omar. A king, you give him fresh bread. The lechem upon him, you're giving them to eat it from last Shabbos, Nechta Gemaisa, 9-day-old bread. And Avada Chazal say, came out, it was fresh. You were able to see the, not the smoke, the steam coming out of his mamash, it was fresh, yeah? But he was malagleg. He was malagleg because he didn't understand the pnimius. That's what he did. But he didn't understand that if you understand the Kedusha, the Pnimius that could be in this. First of all, you could speak it out a few different Eifanim. First of all, if you understand what the Varmkeit of Shabbos does to you. And if you can understand, Bechlau, the people have an attitude, oh, Yiddishkeit is old, it's Miyushan. No, it's fresh, it's hot, it's... He didn't understand. He was Malaglig on to understand that if this is the Tzura, how it's done, it could be fresh and Varm and have all the Chashivas of a Dabar Chodesh, even though it looks old. An interesting remez, I'm trying to work out the cheshbin. It says Ligleg, I wanted to make a cheshbin. He was 66 years old. Ligleg is 66. Moshe Rabbeinu ran away right by his bar mitzvah. Right before he ran, and he came back when he was 80. We know the story. Right before he was bar mitzvah was the time that he saw the Mitzri and he killed him. Now he killed this Mitzri because he was born Shloimeh Bas Divri. So I would assume Moshe Rabbeinu was 13 and a couple of months, right, just then by his bar mitzvah. 9 months later, this guy is born. Assuming that this story happens the first year that they're in the Midbar, Moshe Rabbeinu's 80, he's 66. Ligleg. Okay, Ulai, it's a remez. Stop it.